And that takes us back to our last batch of news items. From more roadwork disruption to purple tomatoes, and a taste of France coming to the market as a crepe stall opens. We have a mixed bag for you, which we hope will keep you interested. Concrete safety barriers remain in place at a busy junction 7 months after a fatal accident in which a car crashed through the fencing. Cyclists have called for the bridge next to the St Crispin's Road roundabout to be urgently repaired. The fencing was damaged after a crash in February in which a man in his 60s died. Norfolk County Council has confirmed St Crispin's Road will be closed for 5 nights from Monday, September the 19th. This will include removing and replacing the damaged steel railings, with the work taking place from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. each night. Concrete barriers have narrowed the path which cyclists and pedestrians regularly use to access Marriott's Way.
A city bridge, which has been partially fenced off for more than 2 years, may not be repaired for a further 4 years, it's been confirmed. Safety concerns were raised over the river crossing at New Mills Yard in the centre of the city, as both temporary fencing restricts access to the thoroughfare and because much-needed repairs have been left untouched for so long. Councillor Jamie Osborne, who represents the Mancroft ward for the Green Party on both the City and County Council, is working to get the bridge's repair brought forward. Norfolk County Council confirmed that under its current 5-year programme, which prioritises schemes based on risk and available budget, shows that 2025-26 to be the most likely year for delivering a strengthening scheme to the structure. The bridge at New Mills Yard, which connects Westwick Street to Riverside Walk, crosses the River Wensum and runs alongside the New Mills Watermill.
Plant scientists based in Norfolk are celebrating after a genetically modified purple tomato they have developed cleared a regulatory hurdle in the US. Researchers at Norfolk Plant Sciences Limited, a spin-out from the world-leading research institutes, the John Innes Centre and the Sainsbury Laboratory, welcomed a decision by the United States Department of Agriculture, which helps clear the way for its tomato seeds to be sold there. It means American gardeners should be able to grow the company's nutritionally enhanced high anthocyanin purple tomato from spring 2023. The company, founded by professors Kathy Martin and Jonathan Jones, is one of the UK's first GM crop companies and aims to commercialise their research into plants with enhanced health-giving compounds. Professor Martin first developed the anthocyanin-rich purple tomato in 2008 by engineering a precise genetic on switch derived from an edible flower.
A new mosque and Islamic community centre has been set up in a Norfolk village, with the organisers vowing to become an integral part of the local community. The centre in Henstead Road, Heatherset, was bought at auction for £263,000 with planning permission to turn it into a 4-bedroom home. The purchasers will not be taking up this option, however, choosing to set it up as a place for Islamic prayer and a community centre. Planning permission is not required for this, as the building was previously owned by the parish church and used as a place of worship as well as a community hall. Many professionals living in this area don't have a place of worship, and this centre will fill the void needed to establish daily prayers and provide a peaceful and learning environment for generations to come, the organisers said. They stress they want to be an integral part of the local community. We will constantly keep in touch with the community leaders and religious principals in the area, and will be conducting many social welfare activities like open days for the neighbours, food and clothing banks.
Work has begun to extend a town library, meaning it can accommodate more people this winter. Norfolk County Council's contractor started construction at Sprowston Library on Monday, September the 5th. This was after some concerns had been raised over the loss of the sensory garden at the library, which children from the Sprowston Youth Engagement Project had helped to create just before the COVID pandemic. The town council was opposed to the application for the library to be extended at the time, but it has since been passed.
If you have fond memories of enjoying crepe on holidays to France, then you're in luck, as a new market spot is bringing the flavours of the continent to the fine city. The stall can be found on the edge of the market, looking out upon passers-by along Gentleman's Walk. The stall serves traditional French crepe, with a huge range of fillings from Nutella and banana, cheese and ham, to caramelised apples.